Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now going to be dealing with chapter number 6, which is Patterns and Principles, and it's an introduction. The objectives of this particular lesson are this, that upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. You're going to be able to define the word pattern. You'll be able to define the word principle. And you're going to be able to explain what is meant by a biblical pattern and explain what is meant by a biblical principle and explain what is meant by kingdom patterns and principles. Our key verse is found in 1 Chronicles 28:19. It says, "All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern." So, as an introduction, in the previous chapter, you learned of the spiritual keys which provide entrance to the kingdom of God. Now, when you take up residency in the kingdom of God, you must learn the patterns and principles of the kingdom of kingdom living. And it's similar to learning the lifestyle of a new country in which you have immigrated. So the Bible is a written record of the patterns and principles by which the kingdom of God operates. So before you study the principles in the following chapters, you must understand their importance. So now we're going to deal with patterns and principles. A pattern is an original or model of something created for the purpose of imitation. It is something designed to be copied or imitated. For example, in the Western world, clothing is created from patterns. A dress pattern is placed on material, and the material is cut according to the pattern. Many dresses can be created from the same pattern, and they will all be identical because they came from the same pattern. A principle of truth, method or rule adopted as the basis for action or conduct, it is a general truth composed of other subordinate truths. Subordinate truths are related to the general truth. For example, a basic principle of the Constitution of the United States of America provides for freedom of expression. The subordinate truths include the rights to write and speak freely, conduct lawful assemblies, and express beliefs, etc. Biblical patterns and principles. A biblical pattern is a spiritual model or example given in Scripture for purposes of imitation. For example, the life of Jesus Christ is given as a pattern or a model which believers are to follow. A biblical principle is a spiritual truth taught in Scripture, and such principles often incorporate additional subordinate principles which apply to many different situations. For example, one biblical principle taught by Jesus is give and you shall receive. Its subordinate truths apply to giving money, material goods, friendship, etc. And each of these spiritual benefits are received as a result of the act of giving. The importance of patterns and principles. If you read Ezekiel 43:7-12, this passage stresses the importance of patterns and principles. God established specific patterns for the nation of Israel to follow, which included spiritual patterns of conduct as well as material patterns in their places of worship. But Israel set up their own patterns. This is what God means when he says that they have set up their thresholds by my thresholds and their posts by my posts. Because Israel created their own patterns, they erected a wall of separation between them and God, which stopped the flow of God's power, and it prevented their worship and service from being acceptable to him. The prophet Ezekiel told the people to look at God's pattern and measure the pattern of their lives accordingly. In Ezekiel 43:10, it says, "Thou, son of man, shew the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern." So when people set up their own patterns of conduct, their own denominational, religious, or cultural rules, they set up a false standard of measurement, and they begin to teach as biblical doctrine things that are nothing but commandments of men. And Jesus said of such people in Matthew 15:9, But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. So it's important to understand biblical patterns and principles, because otherwise your worship of God can be in vain. Now, there are many worldly standards of measurement. There are different patterns of worldly conduct and success which men pattern themselves after. Men measure themselves by other men instead of by God's standard. And the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 10:12, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise." So when Moses was giving instructions for building the tabernacle, he was cautioned to do everything according to the pattern given by God. And that's the key. "According to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall you make it. And look that thou make them after their pattern, which was showed thee in the mount." And that's Exodus 25, 9 and verse 40. And in Hebrew 8:5 it says, "As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount." King David was careful to follow God's pattern when he planned for the construction of the temple. In 1 Chronicles 28:19 it says, "All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me even all the works of this pattern." So these men were careful to follow the pattern of God in the physical world. How much more careful should we be to follow the spiritual patterns and principles that are found in the Bible? So here's some examples of biblical patterns. Jesus was the great example by which believers are to pattern their lives. In John 13:15, it says, "For I, Jesus, has given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you." So the lives of men and women of God are recorded in the Bible as patterns for us to follow. In 1 Corinthians 10:6, it says, "Now these things were our examples." And in 1 Corinthians 10:11, it says, "Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition." The record of the nations in the Bible provide positive examples for other nations to follow, and negative examples that are to be avoided. So 2 Peter 2:6 says, "In turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that should live ungodly." So Christian leaders are to be examples to their followers. In 1 Peter 5:2-3, it says, "Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock." The Apostle Paul wrote, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us as an example." And that's Philippians 3:17. In 2 Thessalonians 3:9, it says, "Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us." So believers are to be spiritual patterns themselves. They're to provide a positive spiritual example for others to follow. In 1 Timothy 4:12, it says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." And in 1 Thessalonians 1:7, it says, "So that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. In all things, showing themselves a pattern of good works." That's Titus 2:7. So if you are to provide a spiritual pattern for others, then you must understand and incorporate biblical principles into your life. Here's some examples of biblical principles. In Hebrews 5:12, Paul refers to the first principles of the oracles of God. And in Hebrews 6:1-3, he lists these principles. And because of their importance, Harvest Time International Institute has devoted an entire course to what's called the Foundations of Faith, which is based on these principles. So you've already probably gone through that course, but we suggest that you do obtain that course if you haven't, as a companion to this course, because it explains in detail the importance of biblical principles. Now, these basic principles provide the spiritual foundation for incorporating kingdom patterns and principles into your life. Kingdom patterns and principles. In the following chapters, you will learn patterns and principles which govern life in the kingdom of God as you study the culture of the kingdom. These patterns and principles differ from worldly standards and from the patterns and principles of the kingdom of this world. That's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.